The Ham Radio Show presents...
It is about to get crazy up in here.
Aw, yeah.
Canned Ham.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
From HamRadioShow.com.
There is a moronic preacher by the name of Pastor James David Manning in here in the New York City area, who is a... how to put this in the proper way? A fucking asshole and pretty much a moron. There was a fake story that was out.
It was fake.
It was fake about Starbucks coffee and how Starbucks coffee would use the semen of gay men to make their frothy beverages.
No.
All right, so it was a fake story.
You sure?
But because it was on the internet.
Anyone here besides me know what canine semen tastes like?
It tastes like a mocha latte. And what happens is, this gentleman, the pastor, who is an anti-gay preacher, by the way, he hates what he calls, he doesn't call them gays, he calls them the sodomites.
Ooh. Sodomite.
And the sodomites.
I know that's where they came from.
The Sodom and Gomorrah, yes.
He's a Catholic priest.
Yeah, no, he's not a Catholic. I don't know what, he's a pastor.
Yeah.
All right, but he is the leader of the Atla Worldwide Ministry Church. He has the dumbest fucking... I have to play it because it's just the dumbest. He has a little video blog that he calls the Manning Report. The news behind the headlines. And because he has dubbed this story to be true, even though we all found out, you know, along after the headline went up, Snopes and all these other people proved that this story was false. And we all knew that Starbucks wasn't using semen to make their frothy whipped tops of their lattes.
Can you imagine?
I know. This guy was like, no, it fucking is.
It's real.
It's semen. And has a little blog, and we're going to hear about him.
That's right.
Here is Manning. And by the way, if you can get through this without laughing, you are a better man than I.
Okay.
Because I listened to this jackass. I had it because when the story went up, I watched the video, and you're going to laugh at the way he says latte, and you're going to laugh at how he says sodomites.
Latte?
Okay? Yeah, you'll see. Watch him try to sound like he's distinguished and intelligent. Here's Pastor Manning.
I want to inform you that
the Sodomites,
led a protest against our church this past Sunday.
Yes.
Ooh.
Several members of the Pennsylvania Oath Keepers came up. You know, the fellows that was with us there in Gettysburg. Well, we had a special meeting this Sunday here at the church, and they came up, and we were meeting, and someone informed me that the sodomites were outside of our church.
The sodomites
protesting. So we went out and took a look.
As if it's some kind of infestation of bugs. The sodomites.
Yes.
But they were. And they had a big bucket of Starbucks coffee and all kind of other Starbucks paraphernalia with it.
He uses big words like
all shouting.
That's his fucking deal. He uses big words to sound like he's intelligent. Paraphernalia. That's what I use. They had Starbucks there and their paraphernalia.
The name Ruby Begonia mean anything to you?
Yeah. Le Goose Agapla, Alex. Le Goose Agapla.
Stop the hate now. They said that this church is a hate church.
He's got a nice mic,
I'm a hate preacher. But you remember that last week we appeared in several major online news services.
Major.
Huffington Post being a major one. The Inquisitor being another. What else? Gay Star News, I think, was one. And I don't, just several papers wrote articles about us because we had stated that Starbucks is ground zero for Ebola.
Ebola!
And we pointed out how these homosexual sodomite persons, such as Dr. Craig Spencer,
persons,
who lives right here in the Harlem area,
this is the doctor,
who's a sodomite, that they frequent, that Starbucks is a place where these type frequent and a lot of body fluids are exchanged there.
Because I just go into the Starbucks and just sling my dick around, shooting jizz everywhere. Because that's what you do at the Starbucks. That's what you do.
I know a thing or two about spreading semen on food and serving it to people.
No, that wasn't at a Starbucks, though, Hammy. That was literally, you were at, I think, a Chuck E. Cheese when that was happening.
Yeah.
But here, this gentleman, the pastor, Pastor Manning, believes...
Is he a black Muslim?
No, he's not a black Muslim. He's just a black guy.
Oh.
He's not a black Muslim. He believes in, I believe, the teachings of Jesus.
Okay.
But he feels that he is now the barometer... to make sure that you know that there are sodomites.
He's a Negro.
He is a Negro, yeah, and he has the... That is actually correct. Let's show me Negro.
He's a Negro.
Number one answer. He also is he's a devout pastor, but he feels like he has the need to tell you that Starbucks is where they sing this slinging semen everywhere.
Sodomite
type person.
And Ebola. But the thing that I was not aware of.
What were you not aware of? Math?
Is that there have been some information that had been released, and the Inquisitor News Online News Service carried this as a major story the week before, that what Starbucks was doing
is
that they were taking specimens of male semen and they were putting it in the blends of their lattes.
Lattes?
No, this is the absolute.
Hold on, lattes. This fucking guy is so stupid. In their lattes.
How big is your dick?
Not bad. I like to stir my fucking Starbucks mocha frappuccino with it because I get a latte, biatch.
I'll come anytime.
You will come anytime if you go to Starbucks, according to Pastor Manning.
True.
I'm the twink.
It's right there. You can see it right there in Inquisitor.
Don't interrupt the pastor.
Services. It was a big article about an investigation into Starbucks using male semen.
Male semen.
And putting it into the blends of coffees that they sell.
That they sell.
I mean, can you imagine it? And I believe that they were doing that.
Oh. What? Why do you believe that some place is going, you know what this coffee needs? More semen. No, yeah, and we should also call this fucker up.
Yeah.
And say, by the way, you know what we should do? We should go there. We should have someone deliver Starbucks directly to his fucking, and then actually have that person come into the cup.
A box of Joe.
A box of Joe. Joe, yeah, hey, Joe, yeah. Get a box.
Yeah.
Come in it and go to box of Joe. Yeah.
Not for nothing, but did you ever have a Dunkin' Donuts cream full donut?
Yeah, delicious.
It's like, you know.
It's delicious.
I think there's semen in that.
There's no semen.
Yeah.
In the fucking donuts, Joe.
There's no semen like yours.
No semen, I know. It's the Ham Radio Show.
Nick's already got the stalker's number.
You got it. Let's call it and find out what it is. If it's the church, I'm going to say, can I speak to Pastor Manning, please? Pastor. And then if Bill Dye comes in, we'll conference him into the fucking thing.
Faster, Pastor.
Atla World Ministries, how may I serve you?
Hi, can I please speak to Pastor Manning, please?
Who's calling, please?
This is Uncle Eddie from the Ham Radio Show. We're live on the radio. We'd like to speak to him.
You're for what radio show?
The Ham Radio Show. HamRadio. Show.
Okay, where are you located?
New York.
Ham Radio. Is this online or?
This is online right now. We're on the air. We want to talk to him about the Starbucks stuff.
Okay, let me see if he's available.
Thank you very much. Sir? My name is Uncle Eddie. Uncle Eddie.
Okay, hold on.
Thank you very much. We're on hold at the church, Joe. Just so you know. Joe, are you alive? Are you there?
Yes. I'm sorry. I was in a coma for a second.
Okay. It's okay.
It happens to me. You old people.
You have dyslexia and narcolepsy?
Well, we get these seizures, you know. It's sort of like, whoa. All
right, well, stop doing this. Right, shut up before the pastor comes on the air. Okay. And you're going, woo.
Well, you know, we can talk to the pastor. I'm sure he's an older man. He probably identifies with me. Ask you if he thinks we should have marijuana free.
We're going to ask him. Hold on.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes, you said you're live on Ham Radio here in New York City, correct?
Yes, I am right now.
Okay, and I'm not familiar with your radio program. Can you tell me a little bit about it, and then I can bring them that information?
We are a talk show. We have a male demographic of 18 to 45. We talk about the issues going on in the world, and we like to talk to him about the issue that he has raised with the Starbucks.
Okay. And you're located in New York City. What part of New York? Downtown?
No, we were in a Staten Island. We were in a suburb.
Suburb of Staten Island. Okay,
yes.
Hold on, please.
Thank you. I need someone to get Tony Batman a link to the story.
Yeah, sure.
Tony, if you Google semen, Starbucks semen, that'll be the first story. It's the gay star.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Is this Pastor Manning?
Yes, it is.
Pastor Manning, how are you, sir? We are live on the air. Welcome to the Ham Radio Show.
Welcome, Pastor.
All right.
All right, sir. I just want to we want to ask you a couple of questions about the issues that you put out there in your video blog, the Manning Report.
That's right. Yeah.
I just want to make sure I had that correct, sir, before I went in. The issue is that the story that you have read from the Inquisitor about how Starbucks is has semen in the lattes. Do you know that that story has been proven false, or are you still going on the fact that it's true?
Well, my article, my statements did not necessarily have to do with what the Inquisitor said, whether it was false or fake. The Inquisitor raised it. And, however, saying that it was false does not necessarily make it false.
Oh, absolutely.
I think that when we understand the news business and we understand, in fact, I pointed up how Coca-Cola used cocaine, actual hard cocaine.
Absolutely.
In their drinks early on until the FDA had them stop using, and now they use a modified synthetic cocaine, which does the same thing.
Absolutely.
You don't get quite as much of a high, though, when you drink a Coke as you did years ago.
Yes.
What the Inquisitor said or did not say is not necessarily my guideline.
Okay, so what is your guideline with the quote-unquote sodomites? Like, my question is to you, sir, I am not a gay gentleman. I am heterosexual. But I just wanted to know, like, why do you think, the sodomites have a hidden agenda? Because that's what it seems to be that I was, when I was listening to the vlog, that the Manning Report, that's what it seems that you think that the sodomites have some form of hidden agenda. And that's why there was some form of, you know, the semen and the bodily fluids going into the Starbucks lattes.
Well, I think that Starbucks has an agenda, and that is to sell these semen-laced lattes. I think that's an agenda. And I think they've discovered that it has a distinct flavor, and so they are using that to further their own business bottom line, which is making money. As to whether the sodomites have an agenda, they have several agendas, but I think primarily they want to force this this unprecedented debauchery upon all other people and make us think that it's normal.
But
and
is
that's
it,
their number one agenda.
But is it really not normal, though? I mean, that's really the question that's raised by a lot of people. And I'm not poo-pooing on your beliefs or anything else. That's why I'm having a frank conversation with you. But do you think that they are not, it's not normal? Is that what you're saying? You're saying in point blank that the you know, gay people are not normal is what you're saying?
Not only are they not normal, it is demonic. It is of an insidious spirit. You know, for man to lie with man, first of all, biblically is condemned and is worthy of death in both Leviticus and also in the book of Romans. It is unnatural. So there's no way any thinking person could ever conclude that man with man is normal. I mean, it's like, you know, a female plug and a male plug and two male plugs trying to conduct electricity. It won't happen. You need a female and a male. Normal is to bring forth children.
Well, they have plugs. I mean, a male can stick his penis in an ass. Isn't that a plug? I'm just saying, that's a plug. Or the Jim Beam.
That was a good reference.
That was a great line. I don't agree with Pastor Manning's stance, but see how we're having a frank conversation about it, I can do that. But I do like his line about the, you know, about the Johnny Walker. I thought that was Jim Beam or whatever it was. Thought it was a great line. Well, thank you, Pastor Walker, for being on the show.
Thank you
for answering the phone. Thank you for answering our points. And that's all I need from you, sir. Thank you.
All right. You take care.
You take care, sir. God bless you. God bless. Round of applause, Pastor Walker. Yeah. Round of applause. Why are you clapping, you motherfuckers?
No. He,
He was a good sport.
He was a good sport. At least,
it's not a sport. He handled him properly. There was no point of fucking.
You know what it was? He would have hung up in 4 seconds if I was a dick to him.
The following events take place on the Ham Radio Show. Here's what you missed.
Nikki, how are you doing?
I'm amazing.
Happy birthday, motherfucker.
Thank you, man. Thank you. It's been like an amazing year. It was just my birthday. I found out I'm the Penthouse Pet of the Year for 2011.
Sweet.
Props to Penthouse. I don't want to do the foreplay. I just kind of want to get right to the sex.
Okay.
I put a little vibrator on my clit and the guy's fucking me doggy and I come. Boom. Done.
Done. She's like a fucking mechanic.
I'm like a dude. And then after, I don't want to be cuddled or talked to. I go to bed.
Behold
Can
the
we
perfect
clone you?
So next time, don't miss the show. Okay, stupid? Be part of the problem, not part of the solution. Here.
Sorry, I was busy sexually offending women. Sorry, my fault. A little late on the drive. Horrible. It's Wednesday. It's what the fuck Wednesday, which is always a fun thing. By the way, rest of the week, I have no clue what the hell we're listening to. So what you got to do is go to hamradioshow.com, click on the brand new schedule and sections pages, and you will be able to see, of course, the brand new guests, superstars, and other ha-ha funny personalities that are coming on our show. It's hamradioshow.com. By the way, click on all our little sponsor pages as well, and they will give you little beautiful things, percentages off, all kinds of great stuff, because you are, of course, a member of the Society of Swine. That's why you're going to hamradioshow.com. All right, is everybody good now? Is the room good? Is everybody happy?
I don't know. Did Bill change his tampon? Sand out of his vagina?
You know, here we go again. No, another old and borrowed joke. That's beautiful.
Well,
and the phone.
And the phone. Is that your phone going off during the show?
Yes, of course it is.
Why is your phone going off during the show?
I have no idea.
Isn't that like an official... Come here. You know the rule. Get over here. You got to get punishment. Get up.
Whose phone
get
went
up.
Off last week?
Get up. Not mine. Not mine. Get up.
Yeah.
Get up.
No.
I got the shock stick. Get up. You're getting shocked. Your phone went off during the show.
Great.
Billy, you want to do it? You want to do it? Because Billy's so angry at him today. He called your mom a whore. He called your mom a whore. Come on.
Last time I hit him with the shock stick, he was like injured for weeks because I roasted that arm.
Shock.
Yeah, Billy. Huh. Shock him. There's rules. This is the kingdom. Do it.
Now, how far do you think he could go through the ceiling if I hit him just right?
If you turn up the wattage, yeah. You got it?
Full power.
Put it on death.
No, that's no fun. Right, we'll save that for when people really fuck up.
Give him a shot.
I ain't done yet.
That'll teach you not to have your phone on during the show.
Should we just shock the phone?
Won't it? Won't that teach you, Barry Boy, look at me. Wouldn't that teach you now? Stop rubbing your arm like a fruit. Wouldn't that teach you to stop?
My arm.
And Billy, stop shocking him because he only did it once.
No, he missed that time.
Jesus. Now give him the shock stick. Stop it like, pick up the can of soda. Pick up the can of soda. Now Billy's going
to
try.
Like trying to shock himself.
Can someone get the shock stick away from Billy now?
Go ahead, try.
That was it was stupid of me to give it to Billy. How horrible this show is, I swear to God. All right. What the fuck Wednesday? That brings me to my producer trying to make sure that I actually stay on the ball now as he rubs his arm like a little crying fairy. We found this girl out of England. England. Am I correct on this one? England?
Yes, she's from England.
What's her name? Amy Wolf?
She looks like a wolf.
No, she looks like a fucking cow.
She looks like Eddie.
She does look like... I'm not going to say she
does. No,
she's fat. She's fat and big-breasted. And if I was wearing a striped polo... Like she does in the video, in this documentary that we found.
Doesn't she wear a flannel at one point, I think?
She does.
She looks like Al Borland from Tool Time.
Without the beard, yeah.
Exactly.
Actually, with the beard on some parts. All right, so this chick now supposedly has, what's the name of the disease?
What does she have, Schwing? Wait, scream it out loud.
She's an objectum sexual. People who fall in love
An objectum
with
sexual?
What's that?
Objectum?
All right, well, what an objectum... I don't know if he's saying it right, but what an objective sexual is stop shocking things, Billy. Just like Billy, you fall in love with an inanimate object, like the shock stick. But they fall in love with inanimate objects and they want to marry. Like, they really feel like it's a person and they want to have a relationship with this item. Now, this is a real documentary. It was on the BBC in England. Am I correct, Schwing?
Yeah.
All right, so this is real. We're not fucking making this up. What the Fuck Wednesday? Let's go to the tape. Barry Boy, if you will, start the show. We will start and stop as we usually do to just throw our insight into this piece. Go ahead, Barry Boy.
Oh my God! After 5 months, it's good to see you.
Okay, so right now, what you're seeing right now, Barry Boy, if you go over to, there's people in the studio now. If you want to go over to Billy's computer, if you want to see this chick, or come over to Schwing's computer, you will see the chick as well. This chick right now is standing in front of the whole room, just shift over.
Stop making noise!
I have a shock stick. All right, this chick is now standing in front of an amusement park ride. An amusement park ride, the Buccaneer. She's standing in front of it right now as we speak. And now I take it from there. She's actually now infatuated while she watches her loved one.
He's just so noble, so proud, so strong. I not only love him for a sexual attraction. I mean, we're not talking about fetish here. I love him as a mate.
That's the same way I feel about Billy.
I love him. How does it know it's a him?
That's what
it's
I'm saying.
It's a fucking metal object.
They show this thing. It's about 75 feet in the air. You know, it's huge, monstrous device. And she's, look at it. It's glorious. And the camera's panning down its enormous length.
They're showing the shaft of this thing.
Like, yeah, does she really want to try to ride that shaft? That would be pretty fucking...
If she climbed up to the top of the Buccaneer and then straddled that thing...
That would be okay.
That would have been the greatest documentary ever. Ever.
I love the roundness of his counterweights at the top.
It's like Eddie's
breasts.
I love
him for the narrowness of his jibs. I love him for the elegant lines of his gondola, which is now covered up for the winter. I like the ribbing up underneath his name display there, too.
Is anyone else getting hard?
I am.
Oh, okay, just want to make sure.
The parallel lines that are coming down. You see where I'm talking about.
Oh, yes, I see it,
I love that.
And then the other chick's going, I see it. I see it.
The sad
you
part
don't
is,
see shit, lady.
The other chick is pretty fucking hot. That's the sad part.
Yeah, I'd be staring at the other chick.
I'm thinking, oh, geez, you know what I'm thinking about.
She's getting wet.
You got to see her face in this. It's this like, chick,
now they're all
the now, joy.
We have our friend Mark is here. We have Schwing and Billy are now. They're all crowded around Billy's computer, watching the video simultaneously. Now, guys, just scream it out loud. Just scream it out loud. Is she a chick or a dude?
I don't know.
Dude. We got dude. We have a dude.
Both.
All right, both.
Hermaphrodite.
She's Lady Gaga. The music's fucking killing me. Just so you know, the music's killing me.
The music's killing you. Just think of the geese.
Oh, okay.
But this part now, let me describe what's going on here while the music's playing.
We're not
going
to get... segments of this?
All right, hold on. Hey,
this is pretty hot. You might like really enjoy this.
You want me to rub one out of this? Let me see.
You rub it out.
She is now up against the structure of the roller coaster.
Okay.
She is fondling
it. It's not a roller coaster. It's the Buccaneer.
The Buccaneer. She's taking the oil from the Buccaneer and the grease and rubbing it sexually all over her body. Now.
She's finger-fucking
this object. She's finger-fucking the object.
As if it is a jism of a man.
It's like she reached in, grabbed something out of its back door, and just like she's wiping it all over. It's like what a German porn.
Bill, is she making out with it? She's tongue-tied.
She's now licking it.
This is better than Two Cops, One Girl.
That's kind of what it is.
Or whatever the hell it was. This chick is making out with a amusement park ride.
No. She's trying to deep throat this fucking thing from the bottom up.
Wait, one at a time, people. I know everyone's fucking excited.
Does the oil symbolic, like, fluid?
That's what I said. It's like a man's chism is what she's doing here. All right, now what's this? Why did this change?
She's, finished.
Oh.
You smell good.
You smell good?
You smell so good.
You smell good?
She's laid out under it. Somebody should get her a cigarette, and so she'll be fine.
So wait, she's on the bottom?
She's laid out underneath the bottom.
So the fucking ear is on top?
Yes.
Sweet. Less work. Mm.
She definitely needs a cigarette.
It's like a creepy porn.
Definitely needs a cigarette.
What's she doing now?
She's just laying there and savoring the flavor, baby.
Ugh. All right, that was segment one, right? Am I correct? Is that segment
that
one?
That was one.
All right, so segment one now, we've already watched her now sexually molest and have intercourse, so to speak, with the Buccaneer ride. Now this is in. Now she is now not only marrying this, she's legally marrying this this entity, thing. Am I correct?
Is that legal? Can she actually do that in England? You're reading the article.
This is in Pennsylvania.
Is it?
It's in Pennsylvania. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was in. It's in Pennsylvania?
It's in Pennsylvania.
Where in Pennsylvania?
This ride is in Pennsylvania.
The ride is in Pennsylvania, but the marriage is going to take place where? In Pennsylvania?
I would assume so. So what are they going to do? Dig up the ride, take it across? It's not the Statue of Liberty.
It's got wheels. This ain't Six Flags, motherfucker.
I thought I rode that machine before when I saw it.
Not as well as she rode it. Oh, my God.
I just have a question. What the fuck happened in this woman's childhood, to make her go after this ride? Like,
she's molested.
She suffers from a disease or something.
How do you get this disease?
Objectum sexualis, as it's referred to.
Objectum sexualis.
It's a real. This is a real thing. I mean, the people are crowded around the computer. It is a real, real. Not only just a fetish, but an actual, like, sexual thing, a sexual need. And that's what this chick does.
Oh, trust me. She just satisfied her need live on video.
She has a sexual and mental connection with this object.
Well, she's mentally disturbed. I mean, that's not...
I have a mental and sexually connection with Eddie. I'm not fucking marrying him.
You know, he just plays in my dingleberries. Like, that's it.
What?
Oh, yeah. So we could say we're gay, and you don't have a problem with that. Horrible.
Run that by me again.
All right, so segment two now takes place where, though? Wait.
Segment two takes place, I believe she's at home, and she's in front of a computer.
With the reporter, though, right?
Yes. Right. And
this is the part I saw when she's sitting in front of the computer?
Yes, and she's describing, she's watching a video of the ride in action, and she's describing her love and her feelings for it.
And she's her attachment with the ride and how the music blends together so well with the way the ride goes around.